السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, it is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah that we continue with Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18, and our starting point is verse number 7. In our previous lesson yesterday, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we started Suratul Kahf, and we explained to you Kahf means a broad cave, Ghar means a narrow cave. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, He revealed this Quran Kareem on Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَلَمْ يَجَّلْ لَهُ إِوَجَاهُ. There is no crookedness in this Quran. Today when you find the Mustashriqeen, the Orientalists, or the enemies of Islam and Muslims objecting, it's because they themselves, their minds, their eyes, and everything is polluted, tainted. You know, when a person has an ulterior motive, then he or she will always find fault with something. But if we remove our biasness and prejudice, then you will find that the Quran Sharif is perfect because it's a direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And an easy example of that is so many non-Muslims, thousands, millions of them, over the centuries, they did not even read the Arabic. They read the translation in English, in Afrikaans, in Urdu, in Portuguese or some other language. And lo and behold, that person embraced Islam. So that is what the Quran Sharif is. Hudallin Nas, a book that is a guidance for humanity. A book that will remove people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in towards the light. قَيِّمًا لِيُنْذِرَ بَعْسًا شَدِيدًا. Remember, it's a book that is very, very straight, and remember, gives you the message straight. There's no mysteries in it, like how you find Trinity, 3-1 and 1-3 and so forth. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is warning the people with a very, very severe punishment and chastisement. For those people who reject it, and for those who accept it, Almighty Allah states, أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. For them is a handsome maximum reward. What is indeed the maximum reward? لَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I will never be displeased with you again, always, eternally. Almighty Allah pleased with the people once they enter Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. اللَّهُمَّ جَلْنَا مِنُهُمْ. May Almighty Allah make us of those people. Second one, Ru'yat-e Bari Ta'ala, to see the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. To enter Jannah, the person is successful. But everything in the universe, remember, is makhluk, is creation. Now we want to see Khaliq, to see Almighty Allah. Last week, Friday, when we were there in Klagsdorp, then we visited the people who were ill and sick and so forth. So, you know, I visited the person with Mufti Yaqub Minti, and we visited a blind person. So I told him, Baji, remember that whatever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does, There's wisdom and hikmah. That's a different issue we cannot grasp and perceive and comprehend that bounty of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala at all times, all places. But the ulama have written, when that person is blind and he passes away with iman, tomorrow on the day of justice, Almighty Allah will honor them. They will be one of the first people to see Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Imagine if that person exercised patience and endurance, if that person had iman and passed away with iman, seeing Almighty Allah, Allah will give them that honor first. So by Allah, there are so many things beyond our perception and comprehension. So Almighty Allah made even the great, some great, great Sahaba went blind. For example, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, and so forth. So we must remember, and some were blind from birth also, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum and so forth. So we see that great, great awliyaullah, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, the man passes away in Sajda day in Egypt, in Cairo. So like that, you can cite so many examples. So when we speak of Anna lahum ajran hasana, then it means that those people whom Almighty Allah will reward handsomely, ma kithina fihi abada, and perpetual success, eternal pleasure. So that is, once the person earth enters Jannah, then nothing will take him out. And when that person enters Jahannam, because of kufr and shirk, he will dwell and stay there forever. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Yes, the Muslim who enters Jahannam, Allah forbid, he or she will be taken out whenever Almighty Allah decrees. But we should beg Almighty Allah for direct entry into Jannat. When these people make statements that Almighty Allah has offspring and children, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ إِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. They have absolutely no knowledge. They don't have any knowledge regarding this issue. And nor do their forefathers. They just talk like today. People now want votes. So they make so many promises. They know the masses what they are. Remember, they fool them. When you fool me once or twice, then I'm a fool. But if you fool me 3-4 times, I'm a bigger fool. So you must remember that today, this democracy is a satanic system. You must remember what happens in a country when 50% or more don't vote. 40% voted, 45% voted, 30%, but they will say this person is the winner. So where's your so-called justice? This whole system is rigged and cooked up in many places. So therefore, Islam says it's a satanic system. Almighty Allah speaks about Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah. And he had that sympathy, that empathy for people, the greatest lover of humanity, and wanting to share the greatest gift with them, the wealth of iman. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ. So you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you destroy yourself? Ala atharihim, in following them, meaning that now they don't want to listen, they don't want to accept the message or the messenger. Illam yu'minu bihadal hadithi asafa, out of grief and sadness. So we must have that feeling, that empathy, that sympathy. Then our da'wat, our tabligh becomes effective. Today what we see is you and me and majority of us, we just go through the motions, like our salat, like our hajj and fasting and everything. It's just going through the motions. There's no ruh in it. There's no spirit in it. Therefore, remember, ye bejaan hai. It does not have the desired results. Inna salat tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That salat was supposed to prohibit us from obscenity and indecency and injustice. We read salat, but we continue with the vices. So that is the reason. Likewise, you can apply analogy on the other ibadats as well. Today's lesson, Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18, verse number 7, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us about this world and the glitter and glamour of it.
Inna jalna ma alal ardi zinatan laha.
Indeed we, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun ja'alna, and inna is for emphasis. Almighty Allah is one and alone. Allah uses the terminology we. It is the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah stamping His authority. He alone is fa'alul lima yurid. So today human beings object, why does Allah use we? We have a body, me and you. So therefore we say I or we say we. Almighty Allah transcends all that. So Almighty Allah can use singular, plural, whatever He wants to. No one in the entire creation has the right to question Allah. He has the right to create, to question every creation. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun.
Inna ja'alna ma 'alal ardi zinatan laha.
Indeed, whatever we place on this land and sand on the earth, out of embellishment for it, to adorn it, to beautify it, to decorate it. Look at the gardens, look at the lakes, look at the mountains, look at the oceans. Look at so many things. We travel to go and visit it. A manifestation of the absolute mercy and qudrat and power of Almighty Allah. Unity in diversity, diversity in unity. Everything showing us, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Every creation is showing us that Allah is one and alone. So why did Allah create everything so beautiful for us? لِنَبَلُوَهُمْ. So that we're going to put them through a test and a trial. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. Which one of them will fulfill their duty with beauty? Who will do the actions with sincerity for the love of Almighty Allah? The true Muslim.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ.
The people who possess true iman, they love Almighty Allah intensely. When we love our wives, the wife love the husband, the parents love the children, and vice versa.
إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُهُ.
The lover is always obedient to the beloved. So when we love Almighty Allah, then for the love of Allah, we will fast 18, 19, 20 hours. We will give our zakat and never consider it as a tax. Rather, we will give more. Ya Allah, you gave me this wealth, and now I spend it wholeheartedly in your path. Ya Allah, I will go for Hajj. We have millions and billions, but we will sleep on the sand in Muzdalifah to show our love for you, Ya Allah, and no complaint. So that is how that person's iman is enhanced. So when that person does everything with sincerity, devotion, أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. So Almighty Allah created this world for this trial and test.
وَإِنَّا لَجَائِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
You and me, we took so many days to build it a house. And then after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, we demolish it. We say, no, I want to build double story, triple story. So many people will say we are idiots and fools. But we say, no, we're very intelligent. By Almighty Allah, this dunya and this whole world is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. So Almighty Allah will blast it and smash it to smotherings.
Kullu shayin ahalikun illa wajah.
On that day of justice, everything shall be blown to pieces and destroyed. Except Almighty Allah, He was, He is, He will always be.
Wa inna laja'iluna ma 'alayya.
And we will make it.
Ja'iluna.
Ja'iluna is plural. So Almighty Allah again using the plural as a symbol of respect and reverence.
Ma alayya, ma alal ardi.
And whatever is on this earth, whatever is on this planet, Mother Earth, call it what you want to. We will make it swa'idan juruza. We will make it a land. Juruza. no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. It will be just bare land. Why? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, on the day of justice, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ, the heavens, the earth, everything will perish, and a new one, a pure one, untainted, unpolluted, Allah will present it. Oh, my Jannatis, now you're going to go to Jannah, everything is pure. You go to Jahannam, and there you see the manifestation of my punishment. You enter my Jannah, and you see the manifestation of my Rahmah and mercy. So, Swa'idan, the land and the sand, Juruza, la nabata fiha, absolutely no plantation, no habitation, no vegetation, nothing. Now we come to the story, and the story is about the people who slept in the cave. So they say the seven sleepers in the cave. So Almighty Allah gives the introduction, addressing Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ama hasibata, what have you thought? Have you considered? Have you imagined? So all this, so have you known? So all these translations are acceptable. Anna ashab al-kahfi wal-raqimi kanu min ayatina ajaba, that the companions of the cave, ashab plural of asahib, so ashab al-kahfi wal-raqim, so the cave, the broad cave, wal-raqim, some people say raqim is in the meaning of marqum, that what is written, ghariq, the person maghruq, the one who drowned, and hariq, the person mahruq, who's burnt. So yeah, raqim, marqum, and the inscriptions there on the cave or in the cave and so forth. So that is one tafsir. But a better tafsir is the one Imam Ismai rahimahullah made. Imam Ismai is a grammarian, a linguist par excellence. He left his place, the cosmopolitan, metropolitan area, and went out in the desert, in the jungle. And he, you know, when a person is a grammarian, a linguist, you're always thinking of words. He said that three words, I still don't have the proper philology and meaning and import of it. And it's, you know, agitating me. Lo and behold, man jadda wa jadda, when you make effort, Almighty Allah opens the doors. Suddenly he hears a dialogue between a daughter and a mother. The mother asks, Ain al mata? That is one word he wanted to know. Where is the mata? So now I'll explain everything. So the daughter says, that, oh mummy, oh ummi, you're asking where is the mata? Ja al raqim. Yeah, the word raqim. So raqim now, he saw that a black and white dog. So from here we come to know the dog that accompanied Ashab al-Kahf was black and white. So that is a better translation. Ashab al-Kahf wal-Raqim, the story of the people of the cave and the dog. Ja al-Raqim, so the black and white dog came, wa akhad al-mata, and took the lapi. Lapi in Afrikaans, our language here we speak in South Africa. So you must remember, and that is the dirty rag that you women normally keep there in the kitchen. No value is attached to it. Today you use that one, just this one, tomorrow another one. Somebody takes it, you won't even bother about it, because no real value is attached to it. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ, and this whole worldly life, تَوْكَاكَ سَمَانِ, it is goods of deception, it is mata, just like the dirty rag in your kitchen. جَاءَ الرَّقِيمُ, so one word he wanted was raqim, black and white dog, وَأَخَذَ الْمَتَاءُ, and then took the dirty rag, so that was the second word. And what tabarak al-jabal, the third word was tabarak. And that dog went and it climbed and climbed and climbed the mountain. So Tabarak, Allah give you barakah. Allah elevate you spiritually, physically, in different ways. So Allah elevates you and takes you higher. Subhanallah. In one dialogue, one sentence, all three words he got there. Then that showed us the tafsir of the word Raqim. Imam Ismail, the grammarian and linguist par excellence, taught us. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. These are the ajib signs, the strange, astonishing, amazing signs of Almighty Allah. Now what is the story? This is the story. These youngsters were summoned by the king. Remember all this, this was the king's name, and this was Ashab al-Kahf's name, all that is speculation. Nowhere is that mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Nowhere is that mentioned in authentic hadith. It's Israeli riwayat, so it's not really a dalil and evidence in Islam, but some ulama have written it. Now he told them, who you believe in? They say, we believe in one Allah. He said, you're so young, I give you one day's chance. If tomorrow when you are brought here and you give me the same answer, I will execute you. So he gave them 24 hours basically. إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ When these youngsters, fitya, the plural of fata, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam smashed the idol, sami'na fata. We heard there's a youngster, his name is Ibrahim. And yeah, O youth, these were the seven youngsters. They sought refuge in the cave. إِذَا وَالْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ Remember when this group of youngsters took refuge in the cave. And when they entered, فَقَالُوا So one is the sabab zahiri, that is to enter the cave. And second, to beg Almighty Allah. So you make effort and dua. This is a powerful, potent dua. Learn it, read it. Oh, youngsters, you're busy with your exams. Oh, parents, read it. For the challenges, our daily problems and challenges. The youth read as soon as they entered or before entering the cave. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. O beloved Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us and encompass us. Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Surah 7, Surah Araf, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ O Almighty Allah, include us in your special mercy. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Did you read the dua today? Beg Allah daily for his special mercy. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا O Almighty Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy. Arrange for us, organize for us, min amrina, regarding our affairs, our matters, rashada, everything must go right. We're going to the plane, to the airport, but we don't have confirmation. But we want to go on that flight. So you make this type of du'as. You're going to a certain place and you know the accommodation is full. So remember, you beg Allah. I'm speaking of things that are permissible, obviously. So they cried, they beg Allah. Lo and behold, they entered the cave. The mouth of the cave closed. Finish. End of the story. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ أَدَدًا Hence we close their ears. So therefore when me and you sleep, we don't want noise, we don't want light. So Almighty Allah, let them go in the cave. Nice and dark there inside. Their ears, Almighty Allah, now closed it. No disturbance. Fil kahfi in the cave. Sinina adada for many, many years. You know how many years? If you count the solar calendar, 365 days, 300 years. Wazdadu tis'a. And you count the lunar calendar, 355 days, 309 years. Subhanallah. 300 solar years, 309 lunar years. They stayed there when they were sleeping. What a sleep. and the Shia Imam is there for 1200 years, the Shaitan. You must remember, they want to come and teach us their fairy tales. Fil kahfi sinina adada. So they slept there for over 300 years. Thumma ba'athnahum, and then we resurrected them. So after 309 years, whichever calculation you want, then we resurrected them. We woke them up from their deep sleep, their deep slumber. They did not even know. Lina'alam, so that we come to know, so that we expose. Allah knows everything, past, present, future. Lina'alam, linudhihir, so that we reveal, we expose, we make it apparent. Ayyul hizbaini ahsa, amongst them, the two parties, which one has more recording, who's more aware of the calculation, ahsa, lima labithu amada, how long they stayed there. One group said it was one day or a portion of the day. Other group said, oh, Almighty Allah alone knows. You will do it, inshallah, during the week, where all these answers are mentioned, enshrined in the noble Quran. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, left them there. What you call this, when it happens to Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, you call it mu'jiza. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam throwing his stick, and it turns into a serpent and snake. When it happens to the pious people, not Anbiya, then we call it karamat. So this is karamat. And Allah is elevating them. Almighty Allah is elevating their rank and status. O youth, listen. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We are rehearsing, we are telling you, naqussu, the story, the incident, the event, alayka, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are relating to you directly, naba'ahum. One is khabar, news. Naba, khabarun azim, the important news, the breaking news. Naba'ahum bilahaq. So we're giving you their important information and news about this youth bilhaq, truthfully. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Sab'atun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Seven people under Allah's shade. There is no word of arsh there. That people have put that. The hadith doesn't speak of that in this hadith. So under the shade of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala on that day of justice. The first one, Imamun Adilun, the person who's a ruler and just. And second one, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّي. And that is that the youngster who grew up and so much energy, so many activities to distract him, but he suppressed his desires and grew up worshipping Allah. These are the youngsters. What did Almighty Allah say? They made effort, they went into the cave, they made dua. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ. They are a group of youngsters. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They brought iman on Almighty Allah. When they brought iman, they made effort. So Allah says, you cry to me, you petition me, you beg me. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Hence we increase their hidayat. Subhanallah. What is the hidayat Allah increased? We just perform Zuhur Salat now. What did we say? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Oh Almighty Allah, guide us to the straight path, the right path. Wazidnahum huda. Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. You are driving your car and now it's overcast. So you put on the park lights, then the dumb lights, then the bright lights, then the fog lights, and then your super lights. So your lights is getting brighter and brighter. So that iman in the inner recesses of our hearts gets brighter and brighter. The nur which Almighty Allah places, that is what Allah did. Allah increased that light, that radiance, that effulgence in the inner recesses of this youth. Once you have that, you fear none, because you know Almighty Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And that is what happened to Tariq bin Ziyad when he was 22 years old, and he gave the memorable khutbah there, Amamakum al-adu wa wara'akum al-bahar, that Amamakum, in front of you is the enemy, behind you is the ocean. Ya Allah, these seven ships, we burn them. We either establish Islam here or we give our lives here. 780 years approximately Islam stayed in Andalus. Imagine the youth, so many examples. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu ma lam yahtalim hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He was not even baligh when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise took place, but he became Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest scholars of tafsir and the commentary of the Noble Quran. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu ma, the beloved grandsons of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all these are examples of the youth. Wazidna hum huda. May Almighty Allah infuse within us and our youth that zeal, enthusiasm to serve Islam and the Muslims and humanity at large. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.